Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County. Joining us today is race organizer and promoter Les Cassidy, here to talk about the lawnmower races that he has organized to go in conjunction with Good Egg Days on Sunday. Les, lawnmower racing is something not a whole lot of folks are super familiar with. First of all, just tell us a little bit about the sport.
Lawnmowers are basically a stock lawnmower with just very few modifications. And there's very few tracks here in Iowa, so it is kind of new to this area. And we're hoping to put on a good show and get this out in the open and maybe get a track closer to home.
Kind of an exciting deal. You just kind of have been involved in the sport for a little while, and you were telling me that you kind of got this kicked off, and I just kind of wanted to share this with the community, correct?
Yes. I attended one of the Commerce Commission meetings last summer, and they were looking for something new, different for the Good Egg Day celebration. And so I mentioned to them about the racing lawnmowers, and I actually brought one to the meeting. And they all got real excited about it, and so I kind of took the bull by the horns, so to speak, and started working to raise money to cover the expenses, and here we are.
And for those that might not be as familiar, can you describe for us kind of what a race looks like? What can people expect to see if they come out for this event?
Well, if you've ever been to a dirt track, these are about like a stock car in a way. In the corners, they do slide a little bit. We are limited to 33 cubic inch lawnmower engine. They're supposed to be stock. And where we get the speed is by changing the pulleys and the gears. And it's a lot of good, close, fun racing. And if something goes wrong, I mean, we're like a big family. And everybody helps everybody out.
So you're expecting to see quite a few racers come out for this event then?
Yes, we have a show in Carlisle Saturday night. Then we'll be here at Stewart on Sunday at 1 p.m. And the way it sounds, there's going to be several mowers here. They're going to have three different classes, the GP, the GPT, and the FX class.
Well, Les, if this is something that interests people, what time do they need to show up, and what's admission like?
Okay, the gates will open at 11 a.m., and the racing will start at roughly 1 o'clock. And after the racing show is over, the drivers can bring their mowers out to the front stretch, and the fans come down and take a closer look at them and ask questions. And all the guys are real good about answering your questions for you. And if you want to build one, there is a website you can go to that covers the rules and regulations. And that's under the Central Iowa Lawnmower Racing Association. It's CILMRA.com.
I understand you have obviously some experience with this. You've been racing lawnmowers for a little while yourself. What do you really like about it, Les? What's fun about it for you?
It's about like any sport. It's fun to be competitive. You go out there with what you have and see if you can beat the guy next to you. And it's a lot of fun.
I think this is sounds like something that somebody that might not even have much experience or appreciation with other types of racing could still enjoy just because of the type of thing that it is.
Yes, it takes a little bit to get started, but you can find some of these machines for sale on the internet. You can find some around the $700-$800 mark to get started. And as far as the spare parts, a lot of my parts I've found through neighbors or driving down the road, see one sitting out in the weeds, stop and ask people. And sometimes they'll say, well, just take it out of there to get it out of my yard. I'm done looking at it. So you can use the spindles or, you know, odds and end parts like that off a lot of them.
So Les, can you tell us if this ends up being pretty successful, do you think we're likely to see it at next year's Good Egg Days?
If it's a big hit, we're going to have a meeting shortly after the Good Egg Days are over with the committee, and we'll decide then if we think it's a good enough hit to bring them back. But if it's a show like we put on at Carlisle, I'm pretty sure they'll be back again next year.
Well, that's very exciting. Les, thank you for speaking to us about this. Is there anything you'd like to add while I've got you?
Event is on Sunday at the Stewart Speedway. Gates open at 11 a.m. and racing will start around 1 o'clock. And it should run for two and a half hours. And we have trophies to give to the winners in each class. And we even have our own little trophy girl to help out with that.
I understand there's going to be a bit of egg-themed wackiness along with the race to kind of tie it into Good Egg Days. Is that right?
Yeah, rumor has it that a nephew of mine is going to wear the Good Egg Days egg suit. And if he can fit into it, he's going to be in the parade on Saturday morning. And he will actually be riding a racing lawnmower in the parade. The racetrack on Sunday, there will be a little skit involving that racing egg suit again. So you have to come out and see what it is.
And that's today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. Thanks again to Les Cassidy for joining us. We'll have more local news and information coming up next on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.